Over the centuries, the Church has identified certain ways of behaving that are destructive. There are things that we all do which not only diminish others, but which harm us in the process. Ultimately, if we get locked into acting in these ways, we end up destroying relationships. It's why they're called deadly sins. The term comes from the Bible. The first letter of St. John speaks of the sin that is deadly. Traditionally, there are seven deadly sins. Pride has always been considered the first and the worst sin. It's said that it was pride that prompted Adam to disobey God and pick the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There's a good side to pride, for example, taking pride in one's appearance. Not to do so may be a sign of poor self-esteem. But pride becomes deadly when it leads us to think that we're better than others and always right. The sin of greed alerts us to the danger of never being content. We fail to recognise the good things that we enjoy, and when we get what we're aiming for, we don't get happier. We just want more. Then there is lust, the sin everyone remembers. Sloth, the one that everyone forgets. And gluttony, the one we all enjoy. Finally, this ancient wisdom names two things that can be particularly destructive: anger and envy. We call them deadly sins, but they are better termed deadly motives. Taken together, they form a guide to help us untangle our desires. They help us identify the good from the not so good, and to spot what is destructive before too much damage is done. Why do we do the things that we do? What is driving us? These are questions we each need to wrestle with if we're to grow in personal integrity and live transparently. Life is complex and we all have mixed motives. Our loving, even in the best of us, can be shot through with selfishness. It's why Jesus taught his disciples, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." When we pray for purity of heart, we allow God access to our inner conflicts so that he can sort us out. The struggle's lifelong. In the words of St. Paul, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face." We are sustained not only by God's grace, but by the prospect that one day we shall see God face to face. Seeing God is our final destination, our ultimate happiness, our spiritual homecoming. It will also be a day of reckoning for humankind, because before God, there is total transparency. Again, in the words of Paul, "God will bring to light things now hidden in darkness and disclose the secret purposes of the heart."